The model that we have with canola does not work in the interest of farmers. You know, I've seen people come up here and say, yeah, I'll support this because, you know, oh, if I get this and if I get that and if I get that, well, it's worth the trade-off of losing this incredible privilege that we have. But the reality in the canola market is that we haven't seen any of it. And I would argue most of our gains in the canola have been from going from 60 pounds an acre of fertilizer to 180 pounds an acre of fertilizer.
I gather from your data today that 70% of current breeding is coming from taxpayers. And I suspect that taxpayers, i.e., ill-informed consumers, don't actually know that. And if they did, they might be upset about it or want to have an interest in that. I think that in an environment where consumers have such an active interest in food and agriculture, that can definitely bring ill-informed anti-science opinions with it. I feel like leaving our seed technology to be paid for by those taxpayers and those consumers could be very risky.
Maybe some fear comes where, gee, is there a limit to where some of the seed prices could go? And so to further maybe incentivize the industry, to me, it'd be more like a 5-year or 7-year time frame where suddenly the royalty disappeared. So I would see that as an incentive for industry to have that 5 or 7 year window to make sure they reinvent the wheel and do it much better and bring more value.
But I think we have to realize the competition from the world is severe. We saw the graphs. And we are good at what we do. We have an extremely organized, competitive industry supported by a lot of multifaceted professionals, which range from farmers to the researchers to the government support and all the industry. We need to capitalize on that. Before Australia went to end-use royalties, they massively reconstructed how they looked at the industry. You cannot just give us more costs. You have to give us more return on our investment.
So we need a model that farmers do have a say in how the money is spent in plant breeding. Make sure that we have reserves for agronomy work, and then that the checkoff commissions can still function, because if too much money goes into plant breeding, I feel that secondary crops, minor use crops, agronomy is going to get left behind, and I don't want to see that happen either.